Today, we'd like to see the title, Prayer for Victory, in the book of Psalm, chapter 20, written by, you know, David, the king. So for online courses, we want to suggest the three questions. In verse 2, may he send you help from sanctuary and strengthening you out of Zion. Why did God help them from the sanctuary and out of Zion? So the first question is, why did God help them from the sanctuary and out of Zion? Question 2, in verse 3, may he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifices, Selah. What does Selah mean? Selah means, so you could find out in the Bible, you know, Selah, in New Testament, not in New Testament, in the Old Testament, the book of Psalms 71 times, in Habakkuk, you know, 3 times. So what does it mean? The last question in verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. What problems are to those who trust in chariots or in horses? What problems are those who trust in chariots or in horses? Psalm chapter 20, the title, the capital letter said, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. So basically David wrote in a poetry in the form of a prayer, you know, to the Lord. Then is given to the chief musician. Chief musician is the leader of a musical and choir team. So basically, the David's poetry was written with a musical melody. That is a musical song that is in a psalm in a chapter in 20. So in verses 1 through 5, talks about prayer for victory. Verses 6 through 8, you know, talks about trust in God. The last verse 9, prayer to the king. To the king meaning to the eternal king. In verses 1 through 5, it talks about the prayer for victory. Verse 1, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of God of Jacob defend you. Basically, choir 10, they are singing songs that the listener, audience are there, congress members are there. They say, may the Lord answer you, you know, all audience, all congress members, you, including David probably. In the day of trouble, may the name of God of Jacob defend you. So verse 1, you know, can apply to me also. So intercessional prayer with the melody kind of thing. Verse 2, may he send you help from sanctuary and strengthen you out of a giant. So why God, you know, send you, all congressmen, help from the sanctuary, not anything else, you know, or out of a giant. First of all, you know, what is a giant? The Bible, you know, basically giant is talks about the sanctuary himself, located, you know, on the hill of Jerusalem. That's called in Zion. Or, you know, hill, you know, is called as Zion. Or Jerusalem itself, you know, called as Zion. Psalm chapter 132, verses 13 and 14 said, for the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. Simply, God said, God, you know, has a desire to dwell in a giant. You know, God chose a giant. That's why, you know, God is omnipresent. God is present everywhere, but God, you know, specially chose a giant. Giant means in Jerusalem, over in, you know, the hill and over Jerusalem, or sanctuary on the hill in Jerusalem is called as a, you know, giant. So because God chose with his desire to dwell in Zion forever, that's why, you know, God helped the members, the congregation members, the people of God, or strengthen the people of God from the sanctuary out of Zion. That's the reason. That's question one. Verse 3, may God remember all your offerings. So God remember your offerings, offerings, tithes, many kinds of offerings, not only money, but your time offering, your service offering. God remember all your offerings. And accept your burnt sacrifice. So God may, meaning we are praying God accept our burnt sacrifice. In the Old Testament, the burnt sacrifice, which meaning burnt out all my sinfulness. So like repenting prayer kind of thing, burnt sacrifice. Here in Selah means a pause, a stop in the voices singing while the musical instrument perform along. That means a Selah. Just think about Psalm chapter 20. They are in a chorus team, singing like that. He remember all the offerings, before Congress members, the people of Israel, except your burnt sacrifice, a Selah. So they choir team stop singing. But the background in music melody is still coming out. Then verse 4, may he grant you according to your heart desire. So they are praying God grant you according to your heart desire. Also fulfill all your purpose and your goal, fulfill your goal, such as the entrance of a college examination, whatever purpose they are praying, God will fulfill your purpose. That is a kind of prayer, God's promise. Verse 5, we will rejoice in your salvation. So we will rejoice, we'll be joyful in God, salvation from illness, from troubles, from the battle, deliverance from any the troubles, any illness. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. Banners means like a symbol of a victory. So when we conquer on certain area, so the conqueror put on banner on the top of a hill. So banners is a victory. So we will set up our victories. May the Lord fulfill all your petition. So, God will fulfill all our requests. So that conjures, the prayer for victory. So that is verses 1 through 5. In verses 6 through 8, trust in God. Now I know, I means, David, the poetry maker, poetry writer. Now I know, David know, that the Lord saves his anointed. So the Lord, to saves his anointed. Anointed meaning anointed oil or anointed Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the anointed office only three groups. Number one, king. Number two, prophet. Number three, priest. Only three. But in New Testament, so all Christians are anointed with the Holy Spirit. Why? So we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, the Holy Spirit dwells in each believer forever. So all anointed. So God saves all anointed people. He will answer him. So God will answer him from his holy heaven. So God is a seat in his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. So God will save all his people, all God's people, such as today, born again creature. Verse 7, some trust in chariot and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Because some people trust in chariot. Chariot means a wagon. Wagon is a man-made thing. But some people trust in horses. Horses are God-made things. So that's the bottom line. They trust creatures. But we trust God creature. So what's the problem? Trust over creatures. Creatures a problem, you know, someday, the matter of time, will pass away. You know, the horses and obviously someday will die, you know, they're becoming industrial. Or a chariot, or in someday that is, you know, broken out of order. That's a problem. In Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 16 and 17, here God said, but he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses, for the Lord has said it to you. Basically, God said, you shall not multiply horses. What's the problem? Because in order to multiply horses, they go to Egypt. Egypt is at that time pagan country. So they turned away from God. That's the problem. You shall not return that way again. Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away. Because some people multiply wives, many wives, the problem, their heart turned away from God to wives. Nor shall he greatly multiply silver and gold for himself. What's the problem? Their heart turned away to silver and gold, you know, from the God. The problem here, horses are God made things, creatures. Here, wives, and also God made, you know, person, you know, the women. That is, you know, also creature. Silver and gold, man-made things, that's creatures, and also not creature. So that's why there is some people, you know, trust in chariot, in horses, and the certain day they'll fade away, you know. So because those are creatures, not creature. Creature, you know, is existent and forever. So we remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, right here, verse 8. Because the people, those who trust in chariot, in horses, bowed down and fallen. So they fell down, you know, ultimately. So, but we have a reason and stand upright because we trust in the Lord, the Creator, who is existent forever. The last verses said, verse 9, prayer to the king, save the Lord. So save the Lord, you know, from the day of troubles. May the king answer us when we call. Who is the king? Here the king means the Messiah, the king, the eternal king, the God. You know, that's applying to the Lord Jesus Christ. So may God answer us when we call. So no matter we face troubles or illness and a certain helper, we call God in the name of Jesus Christ. God will listen to our prayer. So God will answer to our prayer in his time and in his way. So let's see, you know, each question in verse 2. May he send you, God send you help from sanctuary and strengthen you out of giant. Here, from sanctuary out of giant. Why did God help them from the sanctuary and out of giant? Not, you know, from anywhere. Because God, you know, had a desire to dwell the giant, you know, forever. So that's why, you know, God, you know, helped them from there. So God chose in the giant or sanctuary. Question 2, in verse 3, may he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifices. Selah, what does Selah mean? Selah means a pause or a stop in the voices singing while the musical instrument perform along. So basically background musical melody come out alone without in singing. That time call in Selah. The last question 3 in verse 7. Some trust in chariot and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. What's the problem are to those who trust in chariot or in horses? The problem is the chariot is a man-made thing, horses, God-made thing, all of them creatures. Creatures someday will fade away, ultimately fade away. That's why they trust in the things which fade away into dust. That's why, you know, they fell. But to trust in God, who never fail, but existent forever, so will stand up, will get, you know, victory. So the chapter 20, the generally talks about prayer for victory to those who trust in God. Okay, let's just sing song all together, last song, you know, then so we will pray for, you know, Koinonia.